Hello, my name is Will from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. This November, there will be an election for the U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very, somewhat, or not at all certain?
Very.
Thank you. First of all, how would you rate the job that Cherry Creek School District does providing quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low
given
the quality? About right. Thank you. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 election to approve a new school bond for building projects across the district. If approved, this bond money will be used to increase school security, construct new schools, make repairs and renovation on and existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings and expand technical job skill training that prepares students to fill today's high-paying and demand jobs. Knowing that a bigger bond means being able to do more school building and renovation projects, please answer if you will vote yes or no to each of the following
yes.
three bond options. Okay, let me read the first option.
I'll vote yes on all of them, man.
On all of them? Okay, no problem.
Yeah, I like smart kids. I don't like stupid kids.
Okay. Lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacement, expand its space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, school security staff, plus increase teachers' pay at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of a home value, will you vote yes or no for the CCS
yep.
property tax increase? Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Following up, opponents to tax increase ballot issue might say the following. Property tax in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further. For Cherry Creek schools, when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration, overhead costs, and low performing schools, do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
I think they're full of shit. So you figure what you're going to put down on that. My property tax has not gone up in 2 years, so somebody's full of crap.
Okay, so I'm just going to put you strongly disagree with this statement.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give as a reason to vote yes. Rate each as either very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not at all persuasive, reason to vote yes to these raised property tax to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. Adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive.
Very persuasive.
Very, thank you. Passing the mill levy ballot issue means being able to increase teachers and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead competing neighboring school districts and keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the costs of having to hire and training teachers while adequately staffing our schools.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. Passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, launch a first-of-its-kind aspiring educator program. This program is in a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for students. Still very persuasive?
Very persuasive.
Thank you. CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. School buildings that are 30, 40, 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated, just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they'll deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Very persuasive, somewhat, not at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K through 12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teachers' pay.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. Continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure.
Very persuasive.
Thank you. Expanding Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus and skill training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying and demand job such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades.
Very persuasive.
Thank you very much. Next. After hearing all of this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of these needs, all of its needs for school building repairs and replacement, expand space to meet demand in technical job, skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teachers' pay at a combined cost of $3.
Very persuasive.
You'll vote yes on that one, okay. What is your gender? Yes. Do you identify as female, male, or other?
Female.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54?
68.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children, 18 or under, yes or no?
No. But I have a grandchild that goes to Cherry Creek Schools.
Okay, you have grandchildren that attend Cherry Creek School District. Okay, thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Latino, Hispanic?
Caucasian.
Caucasian. Okay, thank you so much for your time. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.